Hi, this is Sarah Maddock with the Studio 4A team at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. I'm joined today by partner Todd Waller.
Hello.
And Jeffrey Post.
Hiya.
And we wanted to have a little conversation about real estate fairy tales. I think a lot of times, because of the nature of the business, we often have a lot of conversations about what can go wrong, how to prevent things from going wrong. And obviously, real estate horror stories are sometimes funny, fun, at least after the fact, years later when everything worked out. And we've done an entire podcast about that that you might want to tune into. But what we wanted to share with you today is that for the most part, real estate transactions go well. They go right. People end up happy, and many of them are dreamy. And yeah. So we just wanted to share some of our favorite happy ending real estate stories with you today.
Well, I've got one, you know, when we were talking about this subject, and I was, when you said buyers are happy and sellers are happy. Mm-hmm. I had a transaction not too long ago, It was a kind of a spectacular house, so and unique in that way. So, you know, you don't necessarily have a flood of people coming and going. You're really hoping, fingers crossed, that the right people come in. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, it happened immediately. It was one of those things. It was a property where I had to be at the showing to let the people in. Mm-hmm. And when they walked in, and there's at the front door, there's kind of this wow factor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they walked in, you could see on their face the wow. Mm-hmm. And they may have even wowed. It could have been sotto voce.
Sort of
a low wow.
Is this a Luke Wilson wow?
Exactly. But you kind of know, you get this gut feeling. I know that you guys have had this before, where it's like, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. This feels good already. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so much, you know, I got dismissed. Let us walk around with our agent. They wanted me to walk around with them. We had great conversations. Just everything was rolling. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I thought, this is feeling really, really good. Mm-hmm. And it was such a unique property that each time somebody's coming in, you hope, boy, I hope this is going to be mm-hmm. a fit. I so knew it was going to be a fit, and so did their agent, that after they took off, we sat down, and the agent said, okay, this is a done deal. Let's just figure out where we need to close on this.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, my client's going to need to sell their house. Do you have anyone? And I said, well, yes. In fact, I'm pretty sure I do. I'll get in. And they said, well, if they can come up this weekend, we'll sell it to them this weekend.
Amazing. So you ended. They ended up kind of.
It was almost a swap. I get called my folks that were in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and they said we're going to drive up. And I said, you know what? We're going to have an inspector at the showing. We're going to give you that satisfaction of knowing just how great this house is.
Yeah.
And it was probably a month ago, and they've been in the house now. Everything worked.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in the house now for a year. And they sent me this note, and they said, we pinch ourselves every day that we're so lucky to be in this house, and we can't thank you enough.
That's
and
fantastic.
You're just, you know, then you're this puddle of, you know, on the floor.
That's
oh
really,
gosh.
Really rewarding.
Yeah.
That is spectacular. So, fairy tale transactions. So, I've collected families over the years, right? Mm. So, it's 21 years now practicing real estate. And there are some groups of families now where I'm 3 and 4, I don't want to say generations, but transactions with that particular family. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, it's not any one particular transaction that I'm calling on. It's a series of transactions that culminated in a closing recently, where as we were walking away from the office, mm-hmm. the son turns to me and says, well, I guess that makes it official. You're the family realtor. And like professionally, that's really gratifying, because frequently we're called in to deal with really hair-raising experiences in folks' lives. Like, even if everything else is even, we're still dealing with folks in probably one of the most stressful times in their lives. Mm-hmm. So the stories that I love to hang out on aren't really flashy. They don't even have like a really cool ending like that, where a year later necessarily folks are coming back and saying, wow, this was great. We pinch ourselves. But there's an ongoing level of satisfaction mm-hmm. working with like the kids, the grandkids, mm-hmm. the mom and dad. It's
you're saying your whole career is a fairy tale?
Pretty much.
It's like I don't have any one.
Just follow the yellow brick road and.
Are you in the labor and delivery room when the next generation is coming through?
I have not gotten to that level of service yet, so.
Here's Todd, our agent.
My wife is an OR nurse, but not L&D, so.
All right. Well, I love to talk about the story of finding the house for my very best friend that we grew up together, because I wasn't a realtor when she and her husband bought their first house together, but I was there when they knew they wanted to upgrade to a bigger house, and we looked for a long time. I mean, a long time, off and on for a while, and they weren't really finding anything, and then they had, you know, some specific things that they really wanted. They wanted a large house, but with all the bedrooms upstairs. That was really important. So not a first floor primary. They wanted woods and trees. My friend's husband is a hunter. So just having that environment. He didn't necessarily want to hunt his property, but he wanted to be in that environment. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of had all these criteria, and we'd see something and it wouldn't be right. Eventually they bought a piece of vacant land because we figured they're just going to have to build something. Mm-hmm. So we closed on this vacant land, and I was still kind of keeping an eye out for them a couple months later, and I saw their house online. I saw it come up. I mean, it was just as if you'd written that checklist and ticked every box, literally. And I called my best friend, and I said, "You're not going to believe this, because your house just came on the market." And she's like, "You got to be kidding me. We just closed on the vacant land." but we went there, and this is the greatest thing, because as we were pulling into, by the way, the back of the cul-de-sac. Back of the cul-de-sac, these deer ran across. We got out of the car.
Love
standing
it.
At the end of the driveway.
Cue the deer.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
The deer run across the yard. And my friend's husband looks at me and goes, "You planned this, didn't you?" And I said, I didn't, but...
So good.
I mean, it was so good. And
do we have the hawk circling?
I know,
right? Do we have the hawk circling?
Exactly.
Cue the turkey.
Is it? I mean, it's like out of the Money Pit movie,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't. It really did turn out to be their dream house. They're still there. I mean, it's, gosh, probably, I don't know, 13 years ago or something like that. Yeah, and they've done all kinds of things to their house to stay in it forever, but... Like, that showing was just, it was completely surreal, because as we walked through, we just kept saying, it's the color you love, it's the thing you love, it was just went on and on like
was
that.
Was there anything that was that not
Yes,
matched?
The fireplace was gas and not wood burning. It was literally the only thing that we spent some time trying to figure out how to, and eventually they built like an incredible addition with a wood burning fireplace, and like it's all good. They got their wood burning fireplace.
So good.
I'm great. It's my friend too, so obviously there's all of that, and then this closing that we just had. I know that you've heard me talk about one of my other dear friends is the first person in her family to own a home.
Oh wow.
And
that's big. Yeah.
I mean, we had tears at the closing table. By the time we were done closing, even the seller of the house and the listing agent, we were all kind of tearing up, because she was just over the moon, excited about it. And that was in this market. I mean, that was this year in this market, trying to get any house for any buyer under contract right now can be a real estate horror story, but this was a dream come true for her. And
that
those moments are always just really special, especially when you know the people or you know the family very well, like we get to do with our clients. It makes that fun.
Well, those emotional things. I mean, we always talk about, you know, the emotional content that's involved in residential real estate, which is why not everybody can do what we do. It's, you have to have that place in your heart to be able to be involved in part of that.
Well, and care about the outcome for people,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You have to care. Yep. And then, you know, there's just the daily fantasy stories and transactions that, you know, most transactions come with some hurdle to jump over, but there are certain agents in the marketplace that you just know this is going to be a great transaction.
Yeah.
You know?
You see their listing hit the market, you're like, I really hope my buyer likes this one.
Yeah,
I'd like to make
that
happen.
It's not obviously the defining factor, but you just know, like, okay, we're in for a good experience here, as good as it can be. And part of that is just knowing that agent has prepped the seller or the buyer.
Yeah.
And that they are going to be able to navigate everything professionally. So that, but you know, the best case scenario, isn't it, when you go to the closing table and everybody is just...
Oh.
Effervescent.
Smiles.
Just smiles, laughing, talking.
Pass me the candy bowl.
Yeah, the kind of closing where even the closer is like, can we get back on track here? I need you to actually sign before
I was gonna
we
say, the,
go
the
out
best
for drinks.
The best closings are the ones where the closer is the grumpiest person at the table.
Right.
And the only reason they're grumpy is because everyone is chirping about the whole...
Away,
I need you to sign this, please.
Yeah, before we get any further with the phone numbers. Yeah, I love those closings. And that, I mean, that happens... I would say the majority of the time, you know?
Very easily the majority of the time, that's what goes down. Absolutely.
There's other real estate fairy tales where the seller just gets, you know, 20% over asking. That's the market we're in today, folks.
And there's fairy tales where the buyer actually gets a house.
Yeah, also equally exciting in the year of our Lord, 2023. So
this is Todd with Studio 48 here and the partners, Jeffrey and Sarah. You've heard now the real estate fairy tales as we see it. There is another episode out there about real estate horror stories. Highly recommend you download that one. By the way, while you're out there downloading that particular episode, be sure to like, share, and subscribe so you don't miss another StudioCast episode. And I tell you what, if you wouldn't mind, if you're on Apple iTunes, and if you couldn't give us a rating there on podcast, that would be awesome. We really appreciate that. We would appreciate 5 stars. That would be really cool too. If not, that's okay. And you know what? We got some other stuff coming up here in future episodes. So get ready with some of those questions that you might have about real estate, because we're looking for questions from you, the listener. Alrighty, gang. Thank you so much for hanging out.